Okay, we're holding now on Moed Katan Yud Ches. We'll pick it up on Yud Zayin Amud Beis. Four lines from the bottom with Tana Rabbanan. Okay, we're learning a Brayso. Tana Rabbanan. Kishem she'amru osu legaleich b'moed. Just like the Chazal said, you're not allowed to get a haircut on Chol HaMoed. Kach osu lito tziponayim b'moed. You're also not allowed to cut your nails on Chol HaMoed. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yossi matir. So Rabbi Yehuda, that was says you're not allowed to, but Rabbi Yossi is mekil and allows one to, in fact, cut the nails on Chol HaMoed. G'shem she'amru avil os legaleich b'mei avlo. And just like when Chazal said that a person who's an avelis is not allowed to get a haircut, kach os litos tziponayim b'mei avlo. He's also not allowed to get to cut his nails. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi matir. And the same thing, Rabbi Yehuda is strict, and Rabbi Yossi allows it. Amar Ula, halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda ba'avil. The halacha here follows the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda when in Avelus, v'halacha k'Rabbi Yossi b'moed, and it follows the opinion of Rabbi Yossi who's mekil on Chol HaMoed. Shmuel Amar, now on the top of Yud Ches, halacha k'Rabbi Yossi b'moed uva'avil. No, the halacha follows the lenient opinion of what Rabbi Yossi, both in terms of Chol HaMoed and in terms of Avelus. To Amar Shmuel, halacha k'divrei ha'mekil ba'avil. That's a big yesod that we follow the more mekil opinion when it comes to Avelus. It's usually amongst the Tanoim. It doesn't mean anything goes. The Rishonim, the Ramban, and Tosus have a machloikis whether this is based upon the idea of Suffolk Durabonim Lahakil. In other words, since Avelus, majority of Avelus after Thursday is only Durabonim, so maybe that's, according to some, that's the Yesod of this idea of Halacha Kedivri HaMekil. Since we don't know who the Halacha follows, we could be, you know, Suffolk Durabonim Lakula. But not everyone agrees to that. Pinchas Ahud Mar Shmuel. So Pinchas, the brother of Mar Shmuel, Isra Bey Milsa. So unfortunately, one of his krovim passed away. All Shmuel, the Mishal, Taim Amine. So Shmuel came to be Menachem Avil. Chazanahu Letufre Dehavi Nafishin. He saw that his fingernails were very long. Amalei says, Amailo shaklat lahu, why didn't you cut them? So Pinchas says back to Mar Shmuel, Ibidi dehave, if this would have happened to you, if one of your relatives would have died, mi mezalzaltabe kulehai, would you be so mezalzal, so lightly? Meaning, I guess it was a case where only was, maybe it was like a child or something like that, that's why only Pinchas was seeing Shiv and his brother was not, but he says, if this would happen to you, you would take it so lightly, you would cut your nails? Sahave, so that statement was kishiga hayotze milifne hashalit, like a mistake that goes out, pasuk in Koheles, that goes out from the master's mouth. Meaning, like Rashi explains that when a king says for, a person should be sentenced to death, so even though they didn't really intend for the person to get killed, but the servant goes ahead and carries out the order. So once he said that, once Pinchas said this idea that, if Veos would happen to you, say, Isre be milsa b'shmul, so it happened to him. One of his krovim passed away. Al Pinchas achue lemisha taim emine. So now Pinchas goes to make a shiva call to his brother. Shaklinhu letufre. So when Shmuel saw him coming, he took his nails and he threw them in his face. Amalei leis lach bris crucibus time. Well, you don't hold that there's a bris that's made with the lips. In other words, because you spoke about certain things, you said something, your statement caused this event to happen. It triggered something like that. To Amar Rabbi Yochanan minayin shbris crucibus time. How do you know there's a bris that's made with one's lips? Shneemar. Pasuk says, "Vayomer Avraham el Na'arav." He said to this was Eliezer and to Yishmael, "Shvu lachem po, stay here imachamor." Vani vanar nilchu adko. We're going to go onward. V'nishtacheve v'nashuva aleichem, and then we're going to come back. So that idea that we're going to come back, Avraham really thought that he was going to bring his son as a korban, but he said, since he said these words, we will come back. So that was a kiyum, right? So istaya milsa dahadur tarvaihu, that helped, that influenced the fact they both were able to come back. Sovmeis, they thought to say like this. Talk in terms of cutting your hands, the yad in the regel low. That an oval could cut them on his hands. That's like disgusting, so to speak. It's repulsive. But the toenails already, I guess no one sees it, whatever it is, that's not so bad, so not to cut those. Amar of Anan bar Tachlifa, Lididi Mefarshile Mine de Shmuel. I have explained to me what Shmuel meant. Loshna diyad, loshna duragil. There's no chiluk. Both cases, you could cut your nails, your toenails, you could cut your fingernails. Amar of Chia bar Ashi, Amar Rav, Begenustura Oser. With scissors, that's not allowed, because they're made special for, like, a special nail cutting scissors. Amr of Shemin Barabo, Hava Ka'emna, Kaimid Rabbi Yochanan, Beimid Rosh Bechulot Shamoid. So, I was once by Rabbi Yochanan in Beis Medrash on Chomoid, Veshaklinhu the Turfrei, Meshine Vizarkine. This is Akinhu. He cut them with his teeth. Like he bit them off and he threw them down. So that's like a shinui, right? Cutting off a what would it be, like your fingernails or your, you know, I forget what they're called, those little, like, there's a technical term for those little things that hang off by your cuticles, maybe, I forget the name. So to cut off your teeth is a shinui, so it would only be also, like, on Shabbos, if a person would do that derabbanan. Rabbi Yudin was very strict in that, not to get in the habit of doing this on a weekday, because then you could accidentally come to bite your nails on Shabbos Kodesh. But even if you would do that, it's a derabbanan, that's considered to be a shinui. So Shema Minei Tulos. So Gemara says, we see from this Maisa with the Rabbi Yochanan three halachas. Number one, Shema Minei Amot Alito B'Tzar Tzeparnayim B'Chol Shemoid. First of all, we see that you could cut your nails. Number two, Shema Minei Ein Behem Mishum Mias. Now there's a halach, you're not allowed to have your lips, your mouth touch something that's repulsive, something that's disgusting, so therefore you see that's not the status of one's fingernails. And the third thing is, you could even throw them. So now we're going to get a discussion. What, you're really allowed to throw your fingernails on the ground? Ini, is that true? You learned in Raisa. Three things were said about your nails. Good morning. I think in Nida like this also. Hakovron, if you bury them, then no one's going to get hurt, that you're a tzaddik. Sorfan, you go above and beyond that, meaning not only because if they're buried, they can get dug up, someone else could do that, but if you burn them, then you're even beyond the letter of the law, you're a chassid. Zorkam, if you just throw them on the ground where someone could come, then you're a rasha. What's so bad about throwing them on the ground? Taima mai, shema, tavor, alehen, isha, ubora, vitapio. That maybe a woman who's pregnant is going to step on them while they're on the ground, and she's going to chas v'shalom lead to a miscarriage. So there was a mesorah like this. The Eliyahu Rabbah discussed this is based upon Kabbalah, that there's some sort of koach to that. Okay, whatever it is, that we would, if you would put them in a place where someone else could get hurt, so then such a person like that is a rasha. In terms of cutting your nails, it's brought down in Hilchos Shabbos Simon Reish Samech Aleph. He brings them here. It's Simon Reish Samach. It's Sif Aleph. Mitzvah Lirchoitz. You're not supposed to wash. Kol Gufo. V'iyash Shalol Lirchoitz. Lirchoitz Pon Abiyad V'raglav. V'cham Be'er Shabbos. Okay. U'mitzvah L'chof Harosh L'galeach Et Tziparnayim Be'er Shabbos. To wash your hair, to cut your nails on Erev Shabbos. He Hagol. Im Hayu Sa'aros Roisho Gedol. You have long hair. Mitzvah L'galchan. Now, this is something we perhaps heard of here. This is the basis. It's based here on this Ramah. When you are cutting your fingernails, lo yitil oisim kisidron. You don't go in order. You don't cut from one finger and then next finger, cut the finger directly adjacent to it. The yaschil b'smol. You start on your left side, the kmitza. That's your that's the ring finger. Uvyamin be'etzba, and on your pointer finger on the right hand side. V'simen lazeh, so it numbers off your fingers. Dalid beis hey gimel aleph. So dalid is your index, and goes, you jump to your ring finger, then you go back to your pinky, your middle finger, and your thumb. That's all on your left hand. V'smolo. Beis dalid aleph gimel hey biyamin. On your right hand, so you start with your second finger, with your pointer finger, then you skip, you go to your ring finger, then your thumb, your middle finger, and your pinky on the right-hand side. This is brought down in the Dirshu. They discuss, does this also apply to your toenails? And it seems not that way. This, the only idea of skipping, alternating, really, fingers is a din in your fingernails, not in your toenails. Okay, that's Reish Samech, Sif Aleph. Continues the Gemara now. Again, so how what we're talking about? What we're talking about, what Rabbi Yochanan did, he threw the fingernails in Beis Medrash. So how could he do that? Because only a Rasha would throw them down. A woman could step on them. So Mar says, no. Isha be midrasha lo shchicha. You see from here that a woman is not usually found in a Beis Medrash. V'chiteiman, if you can tell me, zimnim de mi kanshe lehu, v'shad lehu ibaroi. Sometimes women do come in. We have stories in the Gemara of women who do walk into a Beis Medrash to ask a question, etc. So you'll have to say that what happens is that they are swept outside. And keivan de ishtane. And once the location has changed, then, again, this is like some sort of Kabbalah Indian, they're no longer harmful once they moved it. So the floor is swept. The person cuts their toenail, cuts their nail in the bathroom. And sometimes it doesn't land in the sink. Oh, by the way, I should have pointed out a minute ago, when the poskim discussed, when it says sorfin is a chosid, so flushing down the toilet, the poskim said that's the equivalent of it, because you don't have to actually burn them, you just have to make sure that they can't be retrieved. So that would work by flushing the toilet. So let's say you're cutting it in a toenail, a fingernail, if it doesn't, you can't find it, it falls somewhere. So if the floor is swept and it would go out of the room, then that's no longer a problem, because that's not the actual original location where it was. So too over here with the fingernails. Omer Rav Yehuda, Omer Rav. Zugba me chamosan lifnei Rebbe. A pair of sages came from chamosan to Rebbe. Umar Zutra masne. Mar Zutra says a little bit differently. Zugba me chamosan lifnei Rebbe. Uvikshu mimenu tziparnaim. They asked if they could cut their nails. This is talking about when they're in a velus. V'hitir lahem. And Rebbe allowed it. Rebbe Yehuda Hanasi allowed it. V'im bikshu mimenu safa. And he understood from the way that he phrased his answer. If they would have asked, can they cut their mustache also? Hitir lahem. That he would have been making, allowed them to cut the mustache. Shmuel, the way Shmuel says it, no. Af bikshu mimenu safa v'hitir lahem. They actually did ask that halacha about, are you allowed to cut your mustache? And what's it called? They allowed it. He allowed it. Amar avitu safra mishmeder of papa. Safra mizovis lizovis. A mustache, it goes from like one corner of the mouth to the other. That's the area, I guess, it's called a mustache. Amar ami basafa hamakevis. We're talking about a mustache that's ma'akev. It blocks the eating. It makes it that you can't really get the food in your mouth. It's unpleasant. So Amrav Nachman bar Yitzchak ledidi kisafa hamakeves domili. For me, my entire mustache is like something that bothers me, because I'm very sensitive and so forth. The halacha is I'd be allowed to cut my entire mustache. Over here in Shulchan Aruch, Tav Kuf Lamed Aleph Seif Ches says the Mechaber Kol Adam Muter Lito Safa Becholamoid. Everyone's allowed to cut their mustache on Cholamoid. The Mishnah Berurah says, "Bein b'mispari, bein b'tar," with the scissors, whether with a razor, right? V'afilu eina makeves achili, even if it's not necessarily blocking your mouth. Adds the Ramon, and he says, "Afilu b'parhesi, even in public, amutel lachoyf lisro grosh b'moid afapi shemei shir sear eim zemishum giluch." Can you also comb your hair, even if someone's going to fall out? That's also not a problem of what's it called, like getting a haircut per se on cholamoid. Okay, so we just mentioned this person, Avitul Safra, this sofer called Avitul. So now the Gemara goes other statements he made. The Omer Avitul Safra Mishmei Derav Papa, Paro Shehai B'mei Moshe, the Paro lived in the times of Moshe, Hu Ama, he was an Ama tall, Uzukano Ama, and his beard was an Ama, Ufar mashtako ama v'zeres, and his male organ was an ama and an extra zeres. L'kai mash nemar, to fulfill what it says in Pasuk in Daniel, shval anoshim yakim ala, that a lowly man will be set up over you. Right, so you see that Par was a low man, literally, he was a small person. Next, ma'imir v'omar avitul safar mishmeder of papa, Par shahai b'yemei Moshe amgushi hayam. And Amgushi, like he was a sorcerer. How do you know that he did Kishuf? Shneamar hine yoytze hamaima. He used to go out to the water. That was like, I guess that's a place where he would do his Kishuf. Other Rishonim learned differently. The reason why Parah used to go out to the water early in the morning, we know from Rashi and Chumash, the Parah used to make himself into a deity. And the only problem is, when you're a god, with a lowercase g, you don't have to go to the bathroom. But he wasn't. He was a human being. So he used to go early once a day and relieve himself when so to speak, no one knew about it, and therefore he could, lead this facade as to making himself into a godly. Okay, next. The Mishnah says, Ve'elu, these mechabesin b'moid, the following people allowed to do laundry on Chol HaMoed. Habamin, Sayam, a person who came from overseas. Omer Basi, Omer Rabbi Yochanan, mi she'enlo el choluk echod, mut lechabso b'chol shamoed. If a person only has one shirt, he's allowed to do it on Chol HaMoed. That's brought down in the beginning in Tav Kuf Lamed Dalet. Mos, if Rav Yirmi, Rav Yirmi asks a kasha on this, ein mechabesin b'moed, habam isayam, hane in, mi she'enlo el choluk echod, lo. So the diak was, the Mishnah listed a whole bunch of people who were allowed to, the guy got out of jail, and the guy who was in Cherem, right, the Rebbe took him out, okay, so, meaning those specifically, but somebody who only has one shirt is on the list, so he couldn't do his laundry. So Amale, Rabbi Yaakov, Rabbi Yirmiya, as aspera loch, I'm going to be masbir this to you. Masnis in the Mishnah was talking about the people who are allowed to do laundry. Afapi de isle tre, even though he has two shirts, whatever. Umitanfe, and they got dirty. Reb Yochanan was talking about a person who only has one baget, and he could do it in any case, whether it got dirty or not got dirty. Shalach le Rav Yitzchak bar Yaakov bar Giora mishmei de Rav Yochanan klei pishtan mut lechabesin b'chol shamoid. You're allowed to do pishtan is linen, so you're allowed to, what's it called, do laundry with them on Chol HaMoed. This is in where Tav Kuf Lamed Dalid. Beis kol klei pishtan mut lechabsin velo nohugu kain, but the minhag is not to do this. V'havelei devarim hamutarim. This is something that really technically the Mishnah says is allowed. Meikar hadin v'achirim nohugu behen iser, but people have a minhag not to do it. Iyata rishoy lahatiram bifneihem. So you can't do it in front of them if people have a minhag not to do this. Masiv raba mitpechois hayadayim. If you have these hand towels mitpechos on the top of amud beis. Hasfarim, things that are used, saparim, a barber, right? The zach, the shmat that they put down in front of you when they get a haircut so it doesn't fall and you can get your clothing all dirty. So that type of thing. Hani, in, those you are, yes, allowed to do laundry on Chol HaMoed. Klipishtan lo, but the diak is that other types of pishtan, of linen clothing, you're not allowed to do the laundry. Amalei Abaye, no steer over here. Masnisin afilu d'shar mine. The Mishnah is talking about even other types of materials, right? But when you're talking about like pishtan, the linen, those could be laundered even when they do serve a different purpose. Omar bar Hedya ledidi chazili yama shel Tveria. I saw by the Tveria, the ocean over there. The mafkile law mishchle demone ketina bechol demoida. I saw people going out with these big baskets full of linen clothing, and they were doing their laundry on Chol HaMoed. So I saw it, right? It's like I saw it. It says maskiv lo abaye man leimelan debrotzen chachomim avdi. Okay, could be you saw something doing it, but who says? Who says that they were doing this with the permission, right? Duma shlo berosan chachomim avdei. Maybe they did it with against the will. Maybe the Chazal did not want them doing this. They tell a joke about the guy's doing something very questionable, and he says, "No, I asked my rabbi." Yeah, my rabbi said no, but like I asked my rabbi, right? It's a bad joke, but the point is, just because you saw somebody doing something doesn't mean that's heter by an Adam Gavra, right? You have a special chashva person. Okay, so then, whoops, by a chashva person, you would say such a svar if you saw him doing it. But here, who says they're doing it? So the Mefarshim ask, well then, okay, so if everybody's doing it, why aren't the chachamim saying something this really was shlo beratzon? Why aren't they protesting if these people are going and taking their pishtan and doing it in the Yam of Tveria? So they say there's an idea that's mutov sheishogegin. it's better that if you give the person, meaning if they're going to do it anyway, you have to know where the person's holding. If they're going to go ahead and do it anyway, so then better you don't say anything, because in that case, they're not doing it b'mezid, they're doing it shogi. They don't know any better. Rav Moshe has a tshuva like this, where he discusses the prohibition, the din d'rabbanan, about clapping and dancing on Shabbos. And he writes a lashon over there, the Mutia Shogun, that, you know, if you're going to go and people aren't going to listen, or they don't know any better, whatever it is, but that the Maker Hadin, it would seem that it's not allowed. I once had this chus to ask Rav Scheinberg, Zatzal, what's pshat with the dancing. See, he told me that the dancing that we do nowadays is not the same style of dancing that the Chazal ushered. It seems like it was some sort of, like, maybe choreographed formal dancing or something like that. You have a bunch of guys, like, you know, doing a little shuffle on the, you know, it's not that was not what he had in mind. But al kopanim, you see that idea about mutar sheshogin. So over here also, who says the fact that people doing their laundry really was heter? Okay, next Mishnah. The Elikos Mamoid, the following are the types of shtaros that you're allowed to write on Chol HaMoed. Kiddushin Noshim, right? One of the ways you can get married is through a shtar. Gittin, for divorce, unfortunately. The Shovrin, a shover is a receipt that you paid off your debt. Dayatke is a type of will. A matona is when you're giving a gift. Prosbolin, right? A prosbol is the document that you write to give over your shtar so that the Shemitah doesn't come and cancel out the debt. Igroshum, a special letter that you write when a Beis Din would evaluate how much property your property is worth, they would give it over to the lender. The Igros Mazon, and a special letter if you're going to provide Mazon, you're going to sustain somebody. You commit to, you know, providing Mazonas for like a stepdaughter or something like that. So we'd write up a shtar for that. Shtar Chalitza, something with the Chalitza was done. Meunin, Meun is when a girl was betrothed by her brother. She doesn't have a. She's a katana, and her brothers did the or her mother, I guess, would marry her off. So she's allowed to refuse if her father's not alive. She's allowed to refuse. That's called miun. Shtari berun. That's when you have like a type of, you know, arbitration. Gezeiros Beis Din, when Beis Din makes a rule. The ego shel reshus, and also there's a type of like correspondence from. Authorities. Okay. Says the Gemara, Omer Shmuel Motel Ares Isha B'chol Shamoed. You're allowed to do the first stage. We know that there's the Erusin stage, Nisuin, and there's the Kiddushin. So you're allowed to do the first stage of Erusin on Chol HaMoed. Why? Famous line says Shmuel, Hashem Yagdem Yikad Menu Acher. Because if you don't take her, maybe someone else is going to get her. Right? So lema masayale. So we have a Mishnah that goes very well with what Shmuel just said, right? You saw it. Elikosim b'moed. This is what you're allowed to write. Kiddushin noshim. You're allowed to write this up. So my love, shtar kiddushin mamish. Aren't we really talking about the second level, right? Shtar kiddushin. Lo shtar psikoso. No, we're talking about when you make like a psak, like a stipulation. You know, the dowry, what each side's going to give to this for the son, what's going to give for the daughter. Rav Gidol Omer Rav, like the statement of Rav Gidol Omer Rav. Omer Rav Gidol Omer Rav, kam atanoisin levincho. How much are you going to give to your son for the marriage? Kach v'kach, this much. Okay, and then turn to the other side. V'kama atanoisin levitcho. How much are you going to give your daughter? Kach v'kach. I'm going to give this much. Om du v'kidshu konus. They get up. They make a kiddushin on this, and that's a good kinyan. Hein hein devarim hanignoim b'mira. These are things that are acquired through words. In other words, there's no need to make an additional kinyan to confirm this, right? The Mishnah is talking in this type of shtar when you're making such an agreement, right? So even though you can't write it up on Chol HaMoed, you could actually still do the kiddushin on Chol HaMoed. Slay Masaile, you have the Mishnah supports the following. Einosim Noshim Amoid, Lo Basulus Lul Amonos, Velo Miyabnim Ipnei Shesimcha Hilo, Ha'oris Shari. So the deal goes like this. The following things, you're not allowed to marry a woman. So a woman who's a basula, she's never been married, an almana, a widowed woman, you can't do yibum, because it's a simcha for him. So the deek is like this, that the simcha is only the actual marriage, but hala ores, but do eris and shari, that's mutter. Tamar says, no, it's not a good diyuk. Lo mi boye ka'amar. No, this is like, you know, this is like, it's not even needed, it's needless to say this. Lo mi boye la'aris. You don't have to say the case of aris. De lo ka'avid mitzvah. Because you're not even doing a mitzvah. El afila lisa nami. But even in case we're getting married, the ka'avid mitzvah, where you are doing a mitzvah, that's osir. So meaning, it's like, of course, if in a case where it's a mitzvah you can't do it, then certainly you can't do the erisin, which is not a mitzvah. Tashma. Ditano de Beir Shmuel, Ma'arsin of Allah Koinsin. You're allowed to do the Erisin, but you can't be Koinsin. You can't marry her. Vein Oisin Se'uda's Erisin. You can't make the Se'uda. Veloma Yavne, we don't do the Ibum. Ibnei, Shesimcha, Hilo. Shmabino. So, okay, you see, this is a raya for the opinion of Shmuel. This is brought down in Tafkuf Memvov. Aleph, Enos and Noshim Bemoed, Lobasulus, Belamonos, Lomiavnin, Mutul Ares, Mutul Ares, Lavaj, Loyases, Udas Erisin, Paros Besaruso, Beshas Erusin, Erisin, Mutul Asas, Rikudin, Macholos, okay, Vlasas, Udas Aros, Im Reav, Shalob, Besaruso, also, not in that person's house, Vachain Liso, the Aros, Besaruso, also, Shalob, Beshas Erisin, Mutter, okay. Fine, let's go on. Umi Amar Shmuel Shema Yekadmenu Acher. Now, did Shmuel really say this svara that someone else is going to come and take the girl that you're supposed to marry? The Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, the Chol Yom VaYom, every single day, Bas Kol Yotzeis VaOmeres. This is the whole Beshert sugya right here. Bas Ploni LePloni, that so and so is going to marry so and so. Stay ploni leploni. So this field is going to belong to so-and-so. So if it's true that a bas kol is coming out and saying, who's going to get married to who? And by the way, they say it from the Rishner, not only does the bas kol talk about who's getting married, it even announces the wedding invitation, you know, where the hall is going to be, the time, all that is also, this says the Rishner on this Gemara. But Lemaisa, if it's true that the bas kol is coming out and saying this, so then why do you have to chaperein? No one else is going to get her. Ella, no, you have to understand what Shmuel is saying. Shem yekadmenu achir berachamim. Ooh, maybe through davening, somebody could override that bas kol. And therefore, the first person has to chaperein and get the girl before someone else has a chance to daven. Rav Shach, Edling, and others have talked about the tremendous amount of siyata deshma, the tremendous role, I should say, that tefillah plays in the realm within shiduchim. And you see here that tefillah could change things. Kihod Rav Shamia Shamel Ahu Gavra. Rav heard a person. What was he doing? The boy Rachmev Omer. He was davening. Said the following: Tis damin li ploniso. Let me marry so and so. I mean, he specified which particular girl he wanted to marry. So that was not approved upon. Not approved of. Amalei Rav says to him, Loti boy Rachmi Hochi. That's not the way you daven. Meaning you're not supposed to daven for a particular person, you're supposed to daven for a good shirach. Ichaz yoloch, if she's meant for you, lo oz leminach, she's not going to go away from you. Ve'ilo, and if not, right, kafarta b'Hashem, then you're koifer Hashem. You mean you're going to be like so upset because you daven for this girl and it didn't happen, so then you're going to be upset with Hashem. So you're not supposed to daven this way. But he was, he specified this particular girl. So boser hoch, after this, Shama Ka'omer, you heard him saying, Oi ihu lemus mikama? Either, you know, well, he should die before her, o ihi tomus mikameri, or she should die before him. So I saw different ways of understanding this. Either one way of like the guy was still so stuck on this one girl that he couldn't imagine living without her. So either she should die or I should die, but it can't be that we're both alive and don't get married. That's one way. A different way of understanding this line in the words, no, that in fact they did get married, meaning he did request this girl and they got married, but he was so miserable. So his life was so miserable. Like, he hated her so much. Either she should die or I should die, but he can't go on like this. So either way, you see the musser. The Musar Haskell of this Gemara is not to daven for a particular person, but to daven that you should have a good shidduch. Amale, lav aminalach. So Rav said, didn't I tell you? Lo tiboy ale dimilsa, don't daven like this? Okay. Hachi Amar Rav Mishum Rabbi Ruvin ben Itzdorobili. So this Rabbi Reuven ben Itzra Bili was a Tana. He lived in the generation of Rabbi Akiva. Min haTorah, min haNaviim, min haKesuvim, me Hashem Isha leIsh. So you see both three places in Tanakh, right? Torah, Naviim, Ksuvim, that there's a specific woman supposed to marry a specific man. Min haTorah, where do you see some Chumash? Tichsiv, v'yan, Lavan, v'suah, v'yamu, me Hashem yotza hadavar. So Lavan and Besuah said, this comes from Hashem, we can't say anything good or bad against this. Min haNaviim, where do you see the Navi? By Shoftim. Tichsiv, v'avi, v'imo, lo yadu, kim Hashem hu. They didn't realize that this was coming from Hashem. Then Aksuvim, you see this Dichsiv Bayis Vahoy Nachlas Avos Umeshem Ishemaskeles. So the houses and riches, that's an inheritance from your parents, but a good woman, that's from Hashem. Okay, so you see that everything is coming from Hashem. So again, just like we did earlier, we have a chacham, and then we give other statements. So to now, we'll continue with this. Amrav Mishum Rabbi Reuven ben Itzraboli. Omri la b'masnisa tana. In the following brisa we learned. Omri Rabbi Reuven ben Yisrobili ein adam nechshad b'dover shel ella im kein asahu. A person is not suspected of doing something wrong if in fact he actually really did so. V'im lo asa kula, if he didn't do all of it, asa miktsasu, he did part of it, he had partial guilt. Vim lo also miktsasu, he didn't do anything of it. Hear her believe lasosu, he at least he fantasized about doing it. Vim lo hear her believe lasosu, but he didn't even fantasize about doing it. Ra'cherim sha'osu, he saw other people do it, v'samach, and he was happy. So you see that suspicions about a person don't just come up, you know, arbitrarily. There's some shaykhis to a person if they're saying they're accusing a person of doing this. It could be even as far removed as he would never do it himself, but he saw somebody else doing it and he got a little smile out of that. Masav Rabbi Yaakov v'yechafu b'neish Yisrael devarim asher lo chein al Hashem elokeichem. So the Klal Yisrael made up things that angered Hashem. So you see here that God didn't do anything wrong, and they were suspecting Hashem. They're angry. No, so Hashem lahach isud of it. No, they were just doing there to you know, it was baseless. They didn't actually think what they were saying was true, but they just obviously wanted to get Hashem angry about that. And now he talks about other cases where it seems something so far fetched seems like could never really happen. Tashma v'yekani lemoshe b'machane le'aron kadosh Hashem. So they were jealous of Moshe. What does that mean? Rav Shmuel bar Yitzhak Omer milamet shekol echad kine leishto mimoshe. That every single person thought that they made their wife a sota. They accused their wives of being alone, having an affair with Moshe. Right? So how could you see that so far from even a Havamina, but how could they do such a thing? See, don't you see from here that people could be accused and suspected of something when they have no shaykhs to it whatsoever? So Hasim Mishum Sinahuda of. No, they're doing it because there's such a hatred for Moshe, but they didn't really even suspect him of doing it. The whole point was just to try to degrade him by these false accusations. So in a very beautiful, powerful insight of the Maharal, he explains that there is a little bit, a semblance of truth to what they were tining on Moshe Rabbeinu. We discussed this on Parshas Korach in Shul, that the Maharal says, what is it when a person is accused his wife of being a sota, that there was somebody else that came in the middle of this intimate relationship, husband and wife, there should be nobody in between them. Moshe, we call you Moshe Rabbeinu, the Rebbe. You're setting yourself up as an intermediary between us and Hashem. So that's like a third wheel. You don't belong there. So it's an intimate relationship between the Jew and Hashem to have somebody else. That's ke'ilu, that's like adultery. So therefore, that's what the Maharal explains. That's what their taina was based upon. We answered that really, no, that's not what a leader is. A leader is not someone who stands between you and Hashem. A good leader is someone who stands behind you, pushing you towards Hashem and inspiring you to become even closer to that, but not to replace or to interfere in that relationship, but only, in fact, to enhance it. Okay, but that's a fascinating discussion. They would even have a Havmina to say that Moshe Rabbeinu was had so the wife was a sota because she was with Moshe Rabbeinu. Tashma. Okay, another challenge. Omer v'yosi yehe chelki imi shechoshdin osoy b'davar v'einbo. Let my chelik in olam habo be with someone who suspect they're doing something but they're so innocent. Because the pain that a person has, that's mechaper for their averus. So that statement seems to imply that it's possible you could suspect somebody who's totally innocent. For Omer of Papa, l'didi chashdun v'lo havibi. They suspected me of doing something. I wasn't guilty. It's a little kasha. There's no difficulty. Ha bekala de posik. Ha bekala de lo posik. No. One's about a rumor that stops. That could be groundless. One's rumor doesn't stop. In that case, there has to be, maybe there's something to it. Maybe there is really reglaying the dover. Maybe there is something that's a factual basis for this suspicion. De kala de lo posik ad kama. So how long does it have to go, this rumor? Again, this is pre-social media days, but how long does a rumor have to spread until, you know, it's considered one thing didn't stop? Amr Abai, Amr Li Aim, doesn't mean my mother, he didn't have a biological mother, means my nurse, who he called Aim, said to me, Dume Demasa Yoma Upalga, local gossip lasts for a day and a half, then it's a rumor that doesn't stop. Vahani Mili, that's only true, this rumor, to Loposik Bene Bene, didn't stop it all in between this day and a half. Ava Apostolic Baini Baini, but stopped in between, lay slumber, and there's no problem with it. Vichy Apostolic Baini Baini, lo Amin and Ella de lo Apostolic Machmas Yira. And if it stopped, that's only if it was, you know, because they're afraid. The person's like violent, and people are going to, you know, be afraid to actually speak up against them. They're going to get beat up or something like that. Ava Apostolic Machmas Yira. But if it stopped only because they didn't want to get hurt, so then lo, that we assume there still is some sort of basis to it. This is if it didn't come back again, right? The rumor. But if it came back again, lo, then we don't apply this. This also doesn't apply if the person had enemies. But if, unfortunately, the person does have enemies and there's a rumor about them, we can assume that it was the enemies, the ones who were spreading this rumor, and there was really nothing, there's no mamashas to it whatsoever. Okay, in Meretz Hashem, we will pick it up next time with the Mishnah of Ein Kosvin Shtarei Chov B'Moed.